also go well in the intro, because we need a couple paragraphs of intro. Karnan highlighted some stuff for the work, but I don't...
Intro to what? Is that the point five you're talking about? Or
point
is
five.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's, you know, a few details about the CAG.
Yes.
That's not even going to be a numbered chapter, though. It just outlines what the report is, and then... I don't know if you guys have looked at those, but, like, the definitions at the end are pretty well fleshed out, and then there's the intro chapter has got, you know.
So does...
I haven't spent a lot of time on the intro chapter. I
think. So
it's pretty short.
Necessary to spend much time.
It's a page.
Yeah, it's a one pager.
Outlines the report.
Isn't the executive summary, though, that intro, or is an intro still needed? So the intro kind of lays out just the documents.
Yes. It describes what the document's for and, you know,
chapter one
where to find
this,
things.
Chapter two does that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It really is a roadmap to the rest of the document.
Yeah. And it's in the table of contents. And I thought that's what that was for. So
well, table of contents kind of does the same thing in a way, but this is words with it instead of just the chapter
so
titles.
So do we need the table of contents with the introduction?
Kind of.
I mean,
because
final report.
Because the table of contents tells you what page to go to. This isn't going to reference page numbers.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to say, this chapter talks about this, and that chapter talks about that.
Like a lot of textbooks will have that. They'll have like a brief synopsis of how to read the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the way it goes, Mark?
That's the way it goes.
You know, problem sets are in the back, so you can get to
it. Yeah.
And then are we also suggesting that the executive summary that Rick put together goes in before the recommendation then? So we'd have the intro.
Yeah, you have to do the summary as one of the first things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you guys are all done, I will format this like the other chapters, but I haven't and won't change anything in it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you want to put, you know, number the headers or something.
I'll number the sections and whatever. Yeah.
Right. So, Rick, do you really have time to do work on the narrative for the comparison, the budget stuff, plus cut and paste and move things? Or should we have somebody else do all that?
Somebody wants to cut and paste.
I would seriously encourage you to do the financial stuff and
let
somebody else move things into
the... That's fine. I mean, to me, it's just a one cut and paste.
Well, we're cutting
well,
the background, putting in the process.
Okay. Between the two...
Yeah.
Chapters.
Somebody else wants
exist.
To do that, by all means.
Yeah,
you
don't need to be the one to do that. If you have more stuff to input, though, you better get it in.
Yes.
Because you weren't complete, you said.
No, I'm
not. You're talking about this stuff here.
Yeah, that's going to the CAG process.
Right. And so if you wanted to submit stuff that isn't in there, that's great.
That.
But don't spend the time doing the merge. What you need to do is
and then
the financial
do
stuff.
We want the Orcus, EMS, and fire budgets that I gave you, and I'll just clean that up, but would that be appropriate to go into the financial one?
You could put it in an appendix if you just wanted it for a reference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it needs
budgets.
To... Okay. Yeah, comparative budgets can be an appendix for people who are so interested in the numbers they have to see them separately.
Okay.
And there are people who probably will go that deep, but not many.
The people that matter will, though. The people that are not everyone matters. That came out wrong. The people that are making the decisions.
You, is that what you're saying? Is that what you're going with? I'm confused.
People that matter when we sell this. No,
yeah.
No, but the people that have to actually work out all the details, they'll read it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the commissioners need to read it, they can read it. That's fair. But I think, in general, the public...
Well, the financial thing, I think, is only going to be a page and more, too.
A couple pages is all I would expect.
Yeah, it's not going to be like your levy.
Well, okay, we got carried away. It's shorter.
It's a lot shorter.
We've been spending the last 2 weeks just picking part of the thing and taking out stuff and dropping it.
I looked at some of those chapters and I went, holy crap. Somebody had a lot of time.
Rick, once we get started, Nathan and I are both bad.
God bless you, George and Nathan. That ain't,
never miss a detail.
That's right. So we've been paring it down fast in the last couple of days.
Karen helped with that some and helping put things in a separate chapter for boundaries.
It is much better.
Has it started to look good in from your perspective?
So you're cutting taxes.
How has it been?
We've been cutting taxes. We've been cutting.
What's your question?
Levies.
How's it looking so far?
It's a little bit daunting.
Wow.
And it should be at this point. I think now with your contribution today is a huge one. And I think we've now got material there are bound to be questions that come up that you'll need to decide. And for example, the single the EMS levy or fire district levy lift is a good example.
I think we do the levy lift.
I think we're all in agreement on that. We kind of talked about that many times now.
We know now. But that has an impact on stuff that comes later.
That's right. The verbiage has to agree throughout the document. Right.
We still laid out those options, though, in the levy chapter.
Yeah, but it has to be. These are options.
Yeah, we laid out both options in the levies chapter, but we said that fire lid lift made more sense.
But just on that particular point, as I remember, a separate EMS levy is number two of the options, and it should be moved down to number three so that it gets less attention, and something should be said about this is not our recommendation.
Well, we pulled out that third part.
Actually, we only have two now, so lid lift and start an EMS levy.
Yeah.
The only two that remain. We've cut everything else out. Everything else is gone. I've been paring away.
Oh, boy.
This is a much shorter chapter now.
Good. I haven't seen the
edit. Yeah, we're down to a mere 38 pages.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of
from
that
60. So.
Take it out.
Yeah, no, it's actually got 12 pages to this chapter now. But we took out at least a couple of pages.
I think licensure is 7, the elections chapter is 8. That seems pretty average for those technical chapters.
Yeah.
But it's actually not that long, right? Because the first page is just a table of contents for the chapter. The last page is references. It's actually a little less.
Yeah.
And the references on the chapters, we probably will just put all on the back.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Do we want to specify the levy rate as a recommendation? Or do a range, or do we just want to say not greater than currently EMS level?
I think not greater than the current level.
Okay. Yep. So I just want to make sure we get the language consistent throughout on that, because that's a pretty important little tidbit to some people, like most people.
And you're okay with that, Rick? Because you were the one that was saying not greater than the current.
No, I thought we were going to make a recommendation in the implementation or somewhere that a budget really needs to be, there needs to be a reduction, because I have it in the benefits that there should be a financial reduction, but I am giving a broad amount, but the real emphasis, and I'm okay with it, should absolutely not go above that.
There are two separate issues in a way. One is the lid lift is in this amount. The amount they actually take can be a very different number, and that's driven by what your budget numbers say. So if they say we're going to do a lid lift of 43% or whatever it is, because that's how much the EMS levy currently is, but they can get away with taking 38 cents, they should take 38 cents. Just because the lid lift is there doesn't mean they have to take it all. That's the cap on how much they could take.
Frank Wilson would do that.
Yeah, well, we did it in the hospital district for the first several years.
Yeah.
Frank had a lot of ideas, one of which was he liked the 6-year levy because that meant you had to go back to the voters and they had to approve what the job you were doing every 6 years. And if they didn't like what you were doing, as it turns out, they didn't eventually. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what Frank said is if
that.
The voters don't support us enough to pass this continuation levy, then there's something wrong and we should know that. Mm-hmm. So that was his thinking behind the shortest term levy
you could get.
So, maybe that's a good idea, but that's setting that aside. I think the answer is, when he had a 50-cent levy, he took 36 cents. So what? Nothing wrong with it. You can bank the capacity of however much you don't take if you need it next year.
Yeah.
So, it's what I would suggest is your numbers should dictate what the actual levy amount should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily dictate what the lid lift should be. And one of the reasons for keeping the lid lift higher than what you actually think you need to take is it's going to continue to shrink with the cap. You're going to need more money, right? So your levy rate is going to continue to fall.
No.
And you don't want to be constrained by that to what you thought you needed the first year but turned out to be wrong.
Right. But the real essence goes back to what Frank Wilson believed in. Is that at least you got a vote of confidence by...
Yeah, well, that was totally his argument for why a six-year...
increasing.
But you have a vote of confidence every time there's an election. I mean, that's really what elections are for, right?
elected members of the...
You do, but if you have a permanent levy, they're not voting on whether or not you should continue to get that.
Right.
Right, but your vote of confidence on the elected officials. Since you, I mean,
that's true. But that's Frank wasn't
there. And we know how elected officials go and where financial stuff goes.
So. And when the EMS levy passed the third time, it was only because a shocking number of voters were educated on the fact that if it didn't pass this time,
they would
when
not.
They called 911.
Yeah, they would not get anybody.
There wasn't going to be an ambulance out in the driveway.
The ambulance would have to, come from somewhere else.
It was appalling how many people didn't understand that.
Do we have?
Oh, that's not appalling, or at least not surprising. It's
do
appalling.
We have in a collective group here other things that we need to decide on for this document to have to be able to complete it?
You know, I think that's going to happen. Once you put it, get everything into the file, and when Nathan and I start to go through it, anything that needs to be decided is going to pop up.
Well, I'm thinking more like the direction we're going, like the levy lift and taxation or the annexation of the town. Well,
that's why I think we need to get into the format we want, and then between now and Sunday evening, we all need to be in there. With our edits and comments and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we need to agree yet on the format, is that what you're suggesting?
I think we've agreed on the format.
I think we're agreed.
We're using your format. We're moving the absolute conditions underneath the recommendation, and that's the format we're using for a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. So that's my question. Is there anything else then that we really need to do other than just...
Other than something that pops up as we assemble this for the sake of consistency, in doing the consistency work, we may find some gaps that are more inadvertent than anything else, absolutely. Just because of the way this got assembled. But
the risk of sounding, fatalist here, we don't have anything in here as a contingency if something doesn't pass. What if annexation doesn't happen? What if lid doesn't happen? Do we want to reference anything about the just in case? Because we're taking a very rosy, this is all going to sail through kind of view of this, if you look at it. Just saying. I hate to be Debbie Downer here.
Well, there's a couple of component pieces of things not happening, right?
I mean, what's that?
There's a couple of component pieces of things not happening, and which one of those are fatal, right?
Well, it dictates something else is going to have to happen. Either you don't merge,
right.
Or you do an EMS levy instead of a lid lift, or you do a contract with the town for EMS services as well as fire, or whatever. But there's going to have to be there will be some questions raised if things
don't
succeed at the polls.
Don't you have that in the back sections? Like, you have the two options.
Yeah, we have the options in there.
And if the town doesn't annex, is that as an option that you could still contract for services for both? Is
just
that
not in there?
We have them in there as the commission could choose to go this way or this way. But what really might happen is we recommend they go this way,
right.
And if that fails, then maybe you have to go that way.
Right. But
so maybe we should acknowledge that, I guess is what I'm saying. Or do we just want to ignore it on the with the complete rose-colored glasses that says all this stuff is just going to fly?
Well, either or in the introductions or somewhere, we put put a statement that says that we've given options. We've also suggested our recommendations, and we felt the recommendations being the best course of action. But if that doesn't work, then you might be able to try
then
the
you
options
could do
that are further listed.
Some of the other
document.
Options.
My only hesitancy in doing that is that we're making recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give anybody an out. I mean, there are outs in here.
That's why
somebody
I'm
wants to pursue it.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't particularly want
the more I go through this, though, the more I realize, there is the possibility that that isn't going to fly.
And if it doesn't, then they're going to have to, somebody's going to have to explain why it's not flying and what direction they're going in and why.
Yeah, but at that point, the commissioners are on their own because our recommendation no longer applies because they tried that and it didn't work. Now what?
And
that's the reason I'm kind of concerned
is
what are the commissioners going to choose to do if we don't tell them?
But isn't it?
They can run that later in the report.
George, wasn't the really the root project consolidating EMS and fire? So if they're saying that if the voters are not responsive to one segment of this, then what they're really saying is don't consolidate fire and EMS.
Maybe not. Because one of the things, for example, that we predicate all this on, one of the first things we expect them to do is annex the town. What if the town says, hell no, they're only cutting taxes, you know, 20 cents on the town property tax, and I'm paying 43 cents to the fire district for the lid lift. I get the 23 cent lid lift or tax increase, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Has nothing to do whether they think EMS should merge with fire. Absolutely a great idea. Why did the town back off the damn property tax?
So you've given them a route to do that.
So the question is...
It's not mine. I think it's Karin's.
It's not me. I don't want to give them an out. What I want to necessarily, what I'm thinking is, we may be surprised that the town is not big on annexation. Maybe it isn't a big surprise. That depends on what Duncan says. So
it says in the document that both the town and the fire district are friendly toward this idea. They're in favor.
The town council and the mayor and the town manager, yeah, they're all on board with this. But it goes to the voters.
Okay.
And if you don't get 50% of the voters saying, hey, this is a great idea, then you have to rethink everything else. Not necessarily like, is it a good idea to merge?
I think they could do it without a vote of the people, but I don't think they will.
That's not been tried, so I'm not sure.
But also, I mean, at the end of the day...
They said their opinion is they may be able to. So but I did analysis on it's not
clear. If the town is really in favor of annexing in, and you say the city forefathers are in favor of that, I can't imagine that they would not vote for it if you said, well, we're going to do away with your general election fund that contributes in that segment and it's going to move over to your property.
I absolutely agree that the voters would totally get on board with that if they reduced the property tax rate by an equal amount of the lid lift.
But then it really falls back to the town fathers to figure out how much they want to make this work.
Yeah. Right. Are they going to run it again a second time with 100% of the lid lift backed out of the
property tax? They ought to do their homework to know where...
They ought to know where the threshold is that gets you 51% of the vote.
Exactly right.
How well are they going to know that?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is...
Not our problem.
I think this is our recommendations. We do have, I mean, they're in our background, I mean, we do have some alternative paths.
Yeah.
And I just want to make...
On that one subject of the town...
I'm going to agree. Because they have the other path at the end. Should we add into this report a benefit to the town? Everything consolidated. It's over 60% of it all there now, et cetera. Yeah. Do we need to show what kind of a benefit it is to the town residents?
I think that's what they do is the sell.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their responsibility as the sell.
Yeah.
To hold town meetings and to convey.
Should we recommend that the town drop whatever the amount of the lid lift the fire district is going
to take? No, I don't want to, as the town's representative, I don't want to do that.
So we just want to let them figure it out?
Yes.
Okay. I'm about 50-50 on this passing.
Yep.
Annexation.
It all depends
right
on
now.
It all depends on they sell it.
Yep.
I fully agree. We'll see.
Lots of public meetings, lots of one-on-one.
Yep.
They have to understand this.
And we've given them enough course of actions that the fire and the EMS should then have a secondary approach. If it's not like you haven't done your homework, good Lord.
But we've given them the options, for sure.
Yeah, and I think they understand that.
I think what I would do, is I would add to the contract for service with the fire district EMS services, and pay it out of the general fund for a while longer while they reset how much they're going to want to back down on the fire or on the town's property tax or something.
Well,
and how well they sell it and a few other things and run it again. And keep trying to get annexation through until they finally get a number that
works. How come everyone else gets to use the word sell, George?
You did it.
But we won't do it publicly, David. Outside of this room, you're not going to hear that.
Only semi-publicly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on the tape. Everybody knows.
If they want to wait for 2 hours of meeting audio.
Yeah.
Oh, where's Rosemary Woods when you need her?
Oh, yeah. We can fix this tape. We'll see. There are options. We'll leave it to them after.
If it doesn't pass, though, crucially, they need to go back and reassess and figure out why.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the public really doesn't want this, then they shouldn't do it, even if we think it's a great idea.
Well, my guess is that it'll pass famously outside of town.
Yeah, it should.
Oh, sure.
The district voters.
So the people want it. Well, except for those guys living in trailer parks in town or whatever.
Yeah. Wow, we're not all in trailer parks.
Really?
That's how we fight words off the way.
Wow.
I'm only there when I'm not in my van.
That's right. Some are living out of their cars. Yes, that's right, Mark.
Is there anything else we need to...
Yeah.
Not that I can think of right now.
Can I ask... Sorry.
Different sword. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nathan.
Can I ask a question? I heard this in the fire district meeting. I was wondering if it's true. Is it true that... currently, about one third of the town is not subject to property tax in the town, to the town levy, and that if
you mean what's one third of the property in town?
They're talking so about town has a levy, right?
You're talking about those that are.
They're talking about county buildings,
school buildings, right. yada yada. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a big chunk of town.
If town is annexed, they would be subject to fire district levy. They're not exempt from a fire district levy, right? I mean, the school has to pay a tax to the fire district.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, yeah, they pay the fire levy.
Okay. I think there was a question about the port's contribution.
But I don't think the port currently is, but they, I don't know.
I don't know if they're...
They're not.
They're not.
They're responsible for a fire district levy.
So straight across, the levy rate, dollar for dollar, you'd actually end up with a lot more money from a fire district covering the same area.
Potentially.
Well,
right? If you have a levy rate for 40 cents, 40 cents town versus 40 cents... fire district covering the same area, you would generate a lot more revenue if you're a fire district because they're not exempt, right?
Well, yeah, but the price they're paying now out of the general fund is computed against the tax-paying parcels, right? The assessed value of the taxable parcels that would have paid the property tax to the fire district are instead calculated as that number paying out of the general fund. So that's what currently happens, is the town pays the same number of dollars.
So they're exempt from the property tax, but some, the town is paying to the fire district what they would pay if they were in a fire district. So it sort of mitigates the whole point, right?
Right, that was the reason it was supposed to be.
So they possibly may be counting on an increased revenue, but they're not going to get it because they're currently being paid.
You mean the fire district says they're counting
on it? Well, who said it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying.
I don't think they're going to get more. At least not much more. If they just do the same thing and annex with the same rate, I don't think they're going to get any more than they're getting now.
Okay.
Although, I don't know, because I didn't actually compute the number that's in that agreement.
Yeah, town just said that they pay based off of what would be paid if they're part of the fire district.
Yeah,
so
that's what they said. The contract kind of reads that way, sort of.
Yeah.
I didn't do any calculation to see if they get the same number.
Yeah, or if they're exempting certain properties or...
Hey, you're going over to the assessor's office tomorrow, right?
I don't know if they'll know. The town would know, because it's town.
Well,
you could maybe
see what the property tax or what the assessed parcels,
cumulatively,
total, that would pay a property tax to the fire district in town. If they can give you that number, then you can just figure it out. See if the number is the same as the contract amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Good. Wow. Holy cow.
I suspect going through this in the next couple of days, there will be more questions coming.
Yeah, I do too. There'll be
every time I go through it, I come up with more questions.
No, I agree. But yeah. But boy, we're getting closer to synthesizing, which is great. And that'll show some of the gaps.
So you guys are happy with how this is, right? I mean,
which
changes are in there right now, right?
No, we're getting rid of most of that. We're going to insert this.
You're talking about the recommendation
and merge.
The recommendation is going to look a lot more like this.
I'm just talking about all these markups.
Oh, the markups
stuff? Yeah.
And the recommendation is going to go away and get replaced by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to move the background.
I'm going to move the background, and I'll put it in the intro process. And the keg process.
I will go ahead, and I will move what Rick put together and replace the current recommendation, and I will change and move the absolute conditions up to make the recommendation. So most of this stuff is going to go away, Nathan.
Okay.
That's all going to go away.
All right.
Yeah, because it's already incorporated.
Yeah.
It's okay. It'll look a lot different when it's done.
But that's yeah, no worries. I mean, I just was going to suggest that one of you hit accept all so that we can...
Oh, we're
going to hit delete, which will accept all.
Yeah, Mark's going to completely...
That works. He's been doing a lot of that.
I'm totally into it. Yeah. Such great power.
So we have to add everything by Sunday or close of business, and then what next?
Wednesday. Only because you have a meeting scheduled on Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
Let's think here for a minute.
Right.
Do we after midnight on Sunday, Nathan and I will say, okay, this is what we've got in the file, and we will go through it looking for anomalies, inaccuracies, things that don't fit, things that may have been left over from an earlier iteration that no longer, because of the discussion we had tonight, for example, on levy lift, have to be minimized. It'll be a judgment thing. And I would hope to have something for you on that following Wednesday, the 22nd. It's Wednesday the 22nd?
Oh, the 20th.
20th.
Yeah.
20th.
The 20th. Yeah. So that you can say to Nathan, okay, Nathan, go for it. Fix all the references, fix all the diddly stuff, and he'll have a week to do that.
Get it formatted and looking pretty.
And then he'll have a report. And we built in a little bit of fills time in there.
Yeah, but that says by the 27th we have the final version of this thing in printed form that we look at it and say, yeah, that's what we want to distribute to the commissioners for next week.
And we're trying to get it to them.
Do we have
with enough time
meetings?
To read it prior to the second meeting that we have scheduled on
5 seconds.
And also on the 27th, you talked about planning.
That's our tentative date.
Well,
we have 27, yeah.
Can we firm it up?
Everyone's agreed with you guys.
Oh, okay, so we should agree to that.
That's what I wanted to agree to that.
Deliberating
they're
going to
get a
word prior to the.
Yeah. I told you again. You got mad at me when I pointed them early.
Early that. I've watched Congress get up at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing a gutting amendment on the floor of the joint meeting.
Yeah.
But the reality of the presentation is just that. It's just a presentation. I mean,
yeah.
Well, we'll highlight the things that we want to highlight.
Right, but
and we'll answer questions. And
we'll discuss in the meeting of the 27th. We can just kind of figure out.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to work through it. Then, which, by the way, we should agree tonight. We're meeting on Tuesday the 2nd at 5 with the commissioners.
Okay,
at
5. Is
everyone okay with that?
And if everybody's okay with that, we'll confirm that so that they can set up an agenda and call the meeting. If that's I'll just come home early.
The EMS building?
The fire district.
Fire district, I assume.
Fire district,
They've got a bigger
The bigger meeting room is in the fire hall.
The town is only sending Duncan. There was some discussion about
none of the council members want to come?
I don't think any of the council members are coming.
Because they don't care.
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
I called.
Does that say something to you?
I called just to ask, and boy, did I get an earful. So, I think.
You mean you called Duncan?
No comment.
Okay, then. How interesting. All right. Should we invite them anyway?
Yeah, I mean, they'll figure it out. They'll send who they want to send. Maybe they'll bring the mayor or something.
It's a public meeting. They're all
but
welcome.
I just think they see this as our process, not theirs. And they're accurate or not.
They're going to be
I'm
a little affected.
That seems to be where they're at. So.
Manager has been briefing the mayor and the town council, and they've been having discussions. So.
Yeah.
And I've been briefing the manager.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
In any case, everyone has agreed to come, though, and everyone's excited to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Excited.
Yeah, we're all excited.
And you guys are excited to have your lives back.
That's the most exciting part of this.
That's a nice idea. Excellent. Well, we have nothing else to discuss. Any other comments?
No.
Yeah. Everybody good?
Audience.
All right, we'll adjourn.